Hi, Craig James, with a look at the key economic and financial events of the coming week. Well, when it comes to Australia, there is really only one game in town, and that's the employment figures coming out on Thursday. I suppose we do also need to look at the Reserve Bank board minutes that are out on Tuesday, but we need to be always forward-looking, and when it comes to interest rates, very much in focus at the moment for the Reserve Bank is the job market. We think that when these figures are released on Thursday for the month of September, it will show employment up by 20,000, the unemployment rate steady at 5.3%. And that may not be the trigger for the Reserve Bank to follow up with another interest rate cut. I think the Reserve Bank will stay on the interest rate sidelines until February of next year. When it comes to overseas developments, really China is very much in the frame in the coming week. We have trade figures coming out from China on Monday, the inflation figures on Tuesday. Then we look at the tail end of the week on Friday. We have the economic growth figures for the September quarter, as well as the monthly activity indicators covering retail sales, investment and production. So China very much in the frame, and of course the US-China trade talks, we should get some degree about whether there's any resolution or not, and that will set the scene for trading over the week. The other things to keep in focus over the week is the US reporting season. We've got a number of the key US banks reporting their results on Tuesday, and that will really set the tone for the reporting season. In terms of economic data, we're moving more into second-tier data, although one of the standouts is probably the retail sales figures coming out on Wednesday. Housing starts are out on Thursday and industrial production on Friday. It looks to be a busy week, but as I say, job figures domestically, and it's probably the US-China trade talks and Chinese economic data in the focus over the international events.